Nevada's Culinary Union, Bernie Sanders supporters viciously attacked us for healthcare critique. By Hannah Blow on February 13, 2020. Nevada's Culinary Union, which boasts of 60,000 members, says supporters of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, had viciously attacked the organization and working families due to the organization's recent policy explainer, which notes the socialist senator's intention to erase union health benefits under Medicare for All. The influential union, which describes itself as Nevada's largest immigrant organization, recently sent an informational flyer to members highlighting policy positions of six Democrat presidential candidates, including Sanders. The pamphlet shows that the presidential hopeful would effectively end culinary health care under Medicare for All, a position the union disapproves of. The union released a statement following the release of the explainer condemning Sanders supporters for allegedly attacking the union and working families. "We have welcomed Senator Bernie Sanders into our union for a town hall with culinary union members, and we hosted tours of the Culinary Health Center and the Culinary Academy of Las Vegas with Senator Sanders, to show what we have fought for and won," the statement reads, emphasizing the union's belief that everyone has the right to good health care and that health care should be a right, not a privilege. "Workers should have the right to choose to keep the health care culinary union members have built, sacrificed for, and went on strike for 6 years, 4 months, and 10 days to protect," the statement adds. It continued, "It's disappointing that Senator Sanders supporters have viciously attacked the culinary union and working families in Nevada simply because our union has provided facts on what certain health care proposals might do to take away the system of care we have built over 8 decades. We have always stood up for what we believe in and will continue to do so. The culinary union has faced some of the toughest companies who wanted to break our union, and even the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and won. Together, we will figure out the best way to fix health care in America, and the culinary union is committed to fighting until we win for everyone." An endorsement from the influential union could go far in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, jumped on the opportunity to stand in solidarity with union members. "No one should attack at Culinary 226 and its members for fighting hard for themselves and their families," she wrote. "Like them, I want to see every American get high quality and affordable health care, and I'm committed to working with them to achieve that goal," she added. The union's flyer also noted that Warren would replace culinary health care after a 3-year transition or at the end of collective bargaining agreements. It listed Joe Biden, D, Pete Buttigieg, D, Tom Steyer, D, and Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, as candidates who would protect culinary health care. Sanders told a town hall attendee in August that his Medicare for All plan would absolutely take away the right to bargain for medical benefits.